And welcome back to Out Loud. This is PJ LaReeve, your host on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports 1280, KEIB Los Angeles, and iHeartRadio Los Angeles. We have such a wonderful guest today. His name is Al Smallmount, and we call him Celebrity. And he is truly a humbled guy that was brought to us for an interview for exposure, but Al doesn't really need this exposure. I mean, he is all over the place, folks. He talks about his grandmother, Evelyn Mount, coming up in the church, singing, playing all these instruments. Let's get right into the interview with Al. You can just hear the sincerity in this guy's voice. You're going to love it. Al, welcome to the show. You went, I understand you went to Full Sail University. Are you still there?
Not at the time. I had transferred my everything over to Los Angeles Film School, so that's where I'm attending right now at the present time, is the Los Angeles Film School.
Now, that's a good school. I actually know a couple people that came out of Los Angeles Film School, and one of them is in Connecticut now. She is doing fantastic. That they have such a huge support system with the school. It's amazing. Now, I understand also you're from Compton, California, but now you live in L.A., right?
I'm originally from Compton. I do stay in L.A., but I venture back and forth from Reno, Nevada, and Los Angeles, California. So it's between those two areas.
That's beautiful. Now, let's get to your music. Now, this is the important part. When did you start music? How old were you?
I was about 5 years old, and I started in church.
Really? And how old are you now, Al?
I'm about to be 31 years old in August.
That's beautiful. Is your family musical? Were they involved in the church also?
Yes, they are. They're still involved in the church. Me, not so much, because I'm busy with doing other music. But they're musically inclined. You know, most of them are in church, and most of them do what I do.
Which famous musician do you admire? Did you draw from somebody for your music?
That's funny you ask that. I grew up listening to a lot of gospel, but my grandmother really, she allowed me to listen to Michael Jackson a lot and Prince, because they didn't use a lot of the language and per se to the things that, you know, when I was growing up, we had gangster rap.
Right.
So my grandmother, she was strict in the church, strict at church. She did not allow cussing. She did not allow that type of stuff in the house. But when I played Michael Jackson, I was just fine, you know, and
awesome.
Played Prince. And I started noticing that these two individuals were very, very good at what they did. You know, one, Prince played everything, played guitar, everything almost by ear.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with me. Anything I touch, I can play by ear. Michael Jackson was just a performer and just very talented. And as I watched them growing up, I tried to use every single bit of what I learned from them as for myself and use it in church and places that I could perform at. And it kind of shows.
And you know, that was my next question. Do you perform now publicly?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have a show coming up with a good friend of mine. We go by the name of hashtag Celebrity Row out here in Reno. And we have a show coming up on the 14th, this Friday, as a matter of fact, with Too Short. And we'll be performing there live at Jeff's Thirst Parlor in Reno, Nevada.
Get tickets to that. Is it tickets or is it just come on in and pay at the door?
You can do either one. You can either contact me via Facebook, or you know, you can go right to the door and pay for your tickets right there, you know, either way.
Now, folks, I'm going to put a link, and also As Nation is going to put a link on for the 14th show. Now, this is an interesting question that I ask a lot of celebrities when I talk with them. How do you handle mistakes during a performance?
Oh, well, you just keep going. I've been performing for so long, and when you're in the church, and when you have a grandmother that I have, she was... I'm going to make a joke here. She was kind of like the Joe Jackson of the church music.
But, okay.
But without the, you know, the beatings to have to do things, you know what I mean? Yeah, you get your behind whooped for being disobedient back in the time that I was growing up, because nowadays it's not like that.
Right.
But I was taught that if you mess up on something, you get back up and you keep doing it. So while you're performing, only person that's supposed to know that you're messed up, that you messed up, unless that music stops, is you.
That's right. That's right. That's how it's actually supposed to be. Now, do you still get nervous before a performance?
Oh God, all the time. I'm nervous talking to you right now.
No, don't be. This is fun.
My anxiety is through the roof. It's just, that's how I am with music. Music is a passion. It runs through my blood. Like, I can't sleep sometimes when I have a song on my heart that I just have to get done. I cannot sleep until it's done.
You know, you're the second person that's told me that within the last couple days. We're in New Orleans right now, folks, and we just got finished the French Quarter Festival, which was just a huge festival, and I got a chance to meet a lot of the new and up-and-coming performers. One of them said almost identical. There's times he can't sleep because he's trying to figure out a chord, or he's trying to figure out a specific word that he wants to say in a specific rhythmic pattern that makes him think, oh, I shouldn't sleep because I'm going to forget it. And Al, you just basically said the same thing. Brother, I think every talented musician goes through the same thing at some point. You know, it's either lack of sleep or something suffers, and that's something else. How do you handle the family? Because your music is really important, and I hear it in your voice. How do you do work with obligations like your wife and your kids, your job, or is this your full-time job?
This is my full-time job. Music is my job. It just so happened, I met Aaron, and I don't know how we met. Make this real short and sweet, because I don't know how much time we have here, so I'm gonna make it real short and sweet. I sent some links to him, and at first I was, you know, I was struggling. I've been struggling a very long time, man, since some things happened. You know, I don't have to go into those, but some life situations happened to where unfortunate situations kept coming and kept coming.
Right.
And I was just thinking, I was like, you know what, one day I'm gonna end up making money off of music. And when I got in touch with Aaron, all that started coming true.
It just happened. I know. Aaron is such... Aaron and I just basically met. I own a company here in New Orleans called 25th Floor Media, which helps new artists get basically recognized throughout the United States and throughout the world. Some kind of way, our Facebooks linked. The next thing you know, Aaron's texting me, and it's kind of comical. We went back and forth, and I mean, my company's not huge, but it's big enough. And I mean, one of my partners is an attorney, and he's reading the text messages, and he says, you know, this guy is the real deal. He's truly out there to help artists. You know, and by him bringing you to my first one, I went to your Facebook page. I read about your bio on Facebook, and it just, it makes sense. Now, you're a rapper, right?
I don't really call myself a rapper. I do rap, I do sing, but mainly I like to make people sound good. I like to make the beat. I like to, you know, instrument the things that are going on to make the person sound good.
Makes sense.
To do the mix. I like to do the master. I like to make the beats. See, I played drums all of my life. That was the first instrument that I fell in love with, was the drums. So I am superb when it comes to playing the drums or making drum patterns on anything.
That's
any
awesome.
Beat machine I touch, I can make a beat on.
We're here with Al Smallmount, and we're going to call him Celebrity. Now, Al is telling me we were on break there shortly and did a station identification. And during the break, Al was telling me about he started out drumming. You started out with the drums, but again, you can play any instrument. Are you a musician by paper or by ear?
I can play drum notes, and I can play piano notes. I learned that because my grandmother, she made sure that I learned those notes. She seen that that was what I was really good at. Plus, she wanted me to learn the notes to help the church, to make music for the choir. Also, I also play the saxophone and the trombone by note, because I did that in jazz band and marching band as well when I was in elementary school going up to high school.
Wow.
So there's about four, maybe five instruments that I know how to play by note. But don't get it wrong, I know how to play all these instruments by ear. I probably can go down to Australia and probably play the didgeridoo
without thinking about it.
I'm just so serious. I can probably go out there and play that big didgeridoo like I played it yesterday. All I got to do is just see how it's done.
Right.
And I got it.
That's awesome. That's a talent. Having that talent, Al, is amazing. And that's why you're successful. Lastly, for all these new artists that's up and coming, what advice could you give them for nervousness before performances?
Advice. Know who you are. That's one thing that you have to, you know, at all times. Know who you are. It's going to be a challenge getting up there, being nervous. Tough thing, you know, going up there to try to please everybody, because, you know, some crowds are very, very tough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is, I think that's the best advice I've heard this month. Folks, you're listening to Out Loud, of course, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports 1280, and streaming live on Spreaker and iHeart National. We're here with Al Smallmount. He's called the Celebrity. Al, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they find you?
Okay, well, you can look up everywhere. Celebrity the Producer. YouTube, Celebrity the Producer. Look up Celebrity Producer on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. You can also get all my information at AzNation, and that's AzzNation.info. I really appreciate all the support. Shout out to Aaron Coker, you know what I'm saying, and out there in Australia for signing me on and giving me these opportunities, all these doors that have been opening for me and my family. Appreciate that. Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Shout out to iHeartRadio. Shout out to everyone that's listening. Thank you guys for all your support.
We appreciate you, Al. You're listening to Out Loud on Out and About in the Big Easy, New Orleans, baby, with iHeartRadio. This is PJ LaRue. Stand by. We have a few commercials to run. You know your boy be zoning. You know your boy be zoning. You know your boy be zoning.